Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Now, you've all probably seen the pictures of the roller coaster in the ocean at Seaside Heights, probably the iconic image of the damage from those who've been suffering along the beaches in the area. The storm damages homes. It damages businesses. It also moved dunes and newly carved inlets and wiped out millions of dollars of beach protection efforts in New Jersey and on Long Island and elsewhere, renewing the debate over whether to let nature and when to let nature decide the shoreline versus property owners and other human beings deciding. So I'm joined now by Stuart Farrell, director and founder of the Coastal Research Center at the Richard Stockton College of New Jersey. He's just back from a seven-day assessment tour of the Jersey Shore. Welcome to WNYC, Dr. Farrell.
Yes, good morning.
Can you start with a little beach geology? What is a dune exactly, and why is what happens to a pile of sand important in the larger scope of things?
Well, the dunes are basically a natural phenomenon of sand being deposited by wind forces, mostly on an undeveloped beach. Basically, the waves wash debris, including seeds for coastal plants, into a limit by the winter storm of whatever it was that winter. And those seeds germinate right where they're left. And as they grow, they trap more sand. And if there is no elimination of that early set of plants, they become a line of dunes over 15 to 20 years of time. And yes, sure, generally, a dune is a balance between the annual average storm and the width of the beach. So most beaches have dunes, absent, of course, human intervention.
And so what did you find on your tour? How are the dunes doing?
Well, where the dunes were wide and relatively high, the damage, in fact, I'm looking at the photographs I took on Wednesday, the 31st of October, of the borough of Avalon, and they basically lost at 70th Street, which is what I'm looking at right now on the computer, about 15 feet of dune grass to the storm and wash of material into the grasses, the debris, the, you know, other stuff that the storm brought in. And the beach is absolutely bored flat because the sand was planed off by the violence of the storm waves. No damage to any street ends, no sand in the street, and no wave damage to any of the homes.
Well, how effective is replenishing the dunes and beaches with imported sand, which I gather happens all the time in New York and New Jersey, along the Virginia coast? I used to live near Virginia Beach, and they were constantly having this discussion, versus seawalls.
Well, seawalls are mighty expensive compared to beach nourishment. You can repeat a beach nourishment project, 25 times before you even get close to the cost of a seawall. And if you do a seawall and no beach in front of it, you lose the recreational activities associated with beaches, because seawalls basically become the ultimate barrier against storm invasion. And that was historically documented in absolute complete detail in Seabright in Monmouth County in New Jersey in the 1970s, 80s, and 90s.
Right. So you don't want seawalls up where people are going to the beach, those kinds of recreational beaches. Obviously, you were cited in a Science Times article that said there's a limit to the available sand for beach replenishment. I assume that's especially true now with the widespread damage from Sandy?
Well, we have to be a little smarter about reuse and recovery of sand. We have here at the center been working diligently with the Philadelphia District and members of the New Jersey DEP Coastal Engineering Group, thinking in terms of resource recovery from places where sand is found in excess and moving it to places where erosion has been problematic. Most of the time, the sand has been derived from either offshore deposits from centuries ago, or the tidal inlets where the tidal currents gather the stuff into fairly large piles of material, which folks call the either the ebb or the flood tidal delta. And those have been mined for sand down in Cape and Atlantic counties extensively.
And that article said climate change is shifting currents in the Atlantic in ways that make dune replenishment in New Jersey more difficult. So do you think that's still a reasonable course of action?
Well, New Jersey has been doing probably the most extensive work of any state in the union. I mean, we have approximately 97 miles of developed coastline out of our 127 miles of physical coastline, and 55% of it has been either a federal or a state project to nourish the beaches. And our evidence from visiting Long Beach Island this Monday past shows that where the beaches were replenished by the federal project in Surf City, Brant Beach, and Harvey Cedars, the streets were free of overwashed sand, and the homes were basically undamaged by wave action. And where the project ended, almost immediately the damage began. So I'm putting together that for consumption by anybody who's going to grab it, politically or engineering-wise or just plain interest, that these folks who were behind the beach fill had far less damage, other than the flooding from the tides, than those who were not where a beach project was completed.
So what's the policy implication of that?
Well, the policy problems associated with Long Beach Island's beach fill is that individual property owners hold title to the high tide line, and the Army Corps program insists that the state or the locals acquire an easement in their terms, in perpetuity, to allow access and maintenance of this beach project before they'll enter into the agreement with the state and locals. So owners were either reluctant to or hesitant to or adamantly opposed to signing these easements, and only those communities where the easements could be acquired were done. And in the case of Absecon Island, the municipalities of Margate and Longport refused to participate in 2003. Atlantic City's dunes kept it from the boardwalk. The storm had no impact on the oceanfront boardwalk. The inlet pictures of the demolished boardwalk, that's a different story. That boardwalk was actually slated for demolition, and the hurricane actually helped that out a bit because it removed all the decking. But the fact is that, you know, the beaches in the northern central parts of Ventnor, again, no sand in the streets and no house damage.
Interesting results from a 7-day assessment tour of the Jersey Shore, relevant to all the beachfronts in our area. Stuart Farrell, director and founder of the Coastal Research Center at the Richard Stockton College of New Jersey, thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, thank you very much for having me speak.
And coming up next, we will open the Brian Lehrer Show time capsule. What did you predict after Obama's first election? How much came true? And what would you predict for 4 years from today? Stay with us.